Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Numbers chapter 33, verses 1 and 2. These are the stages of the people of Israel when they went out of the land of Egypt by their companies under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. Moses wrote down their starting places stage by stage by command of the Lord, and these are their stages according to their starting places. What I love about this chapter and these verses in particular is the specificity, the details written down, like, all right, here's where the people started. Here's where they went next. Here's where they went next. By God's command, here's how he directed them. Here's how he guided them. I just think about my life. Just think about your life and all the different stages, all the different places God has led me and you to and through, what God has done, how God has directed. Like I just sit back, I think about where God has led, how God has guided me, my family, in ups and downs and twists and turns that I never would have chosen myself. Never could have imagined, really. Like, I think of my life, what direction have I taken that I could have imagined? Like, none of it. None of it. God has done it. He's led and guided. And God has been so good. Even when I have worked to thwart his plans, when I have not obeyed his word, like, he's still been faithful. He's still been good. Even when I've not been seeking him, he's been leading me. I want to encourage you, even now in your life, and maybe after this short podcast is over, just think back in your life and just see traces of God's faithfulness in different stages of your life at different times, and remember his goodness towards you with specificity. God, we praise you. We praise you for your loving leadership of our lives. I think about Psalm 23. You are our shepherd. You lead us. You guide us. For your name's sake, you're so good to us, oh God. You're so good to us. Left to ourselves, we shudder to think of where we would be right now. Left to myself, I shudder to think of where I would be. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for loving me like you do, for leading me like you have, for guiding me like you have. And it's not all been easy. God, it's things that I never would have chosen. You know, hard days and days with tears and struggles and days that I did choose that I shouldn't have chosen in my sin. And yet, in the middle of it all, you've been faithful. In the middle of it all, you've been good. In the middle of it all, you've been loving. Through every stage, God, you have been loving. And God, I just praise you for that. I pray for others as they think through and just all the stages you've led them through. You've led us through. God, help us to see your goodness, even in the hardest of those stages. Help us to see your love. And in this, and looking back, give us greater faith to trust in you in the future, we pray. Greater faith to know that you will be good, you will be loving, and you will lead and guide us for our good. God, I'm just compelled to just lay my life in a fresh way down before you right now, today, and just say, lead me in the days to come. I trust you. You do what is best. Lord, keep me from trying to work against you. Please, oh God, please, please help me to walk in step with your spirit, to experience all that you have for me and my family and life and work in the days to come. God, I pray this for me, for others. Lord, help us. Help us as we look back to have greater confidence in you in the future and greater surrender to you for the future. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.